class 6 chemistry classification of matter. In our previous chapter we have learned that matter is anything that has mass, occupies space and can be perceived by our senses. Now matter can be classified into pure substances and impure substances. Pure substances have a constant composition, whereas impure substances or mixtures have a variable composition. Pure substances can again be classified into elements and compounds. Now, what is an element? An element is a pure substance which cannot be broken into two or more pure substances by any chemical means. There are about 118 different elements known. Elements which occur naturally are known as natural elements. Elements which give out harmful radiations are known as radioactive elements. Elements can be classified as metals, non-metals, metalloids, and inert gases. Metals are electropositive elements which are usually found in the combined state in the Earth's crust. They have a shiny surface and they produce sound when beaten. Symbols of metals. The short form used to write the names of elements is taken to be a symbol. Usually, each element is denoted by the first letter of its name, which is taken as the symbol of that element. For example, carbon. The symbol for carbon is C. Now, another element, calcium. We cannot take C in this case because we have already named carbon with a C as its symbol. So, in this case, what do? We take the first two alphabets. So, calcium, the symbol will be CA. Now the first letter will be a capital letter and the second one will be a small letter. So for calcium, it is capital C and small a. But if more than two elements exist whose names start from the same alphabet, then the symbols are derived from their Latin names. Lead has a Latin name plumbum and hence its symbol is Pb. Potassium has the Latin name kalium. So the symbol for potassium is capital letter K. On page 42, please mark the chart given with the symbols of some common metals. You have to learn the names of the metals and the symbols, their English names and Latin names as well. Non-metals. Non-metals are the electronegative elements. They do not have a shine on them and they do not produce any sound when beaten. Here also you have a chart which gives you the names and symbols of some common non-metals. Hydrogen, H, nitrogen, N. Please mark this chart, you have to learn. Metalloids. Metalloids are the elements whose properties are intermediate between metals and non-metals, which means they have the properties of both metals as well as non-metals. On page 43, please mark the names of the metalloids given: arsenic, antimony, germanium, bismuth. Noble gases. Noble gases are found in trace amounts in the Earth's atmosphere. They are also called rare gases. They are extremely stable and they do not react with any other elements and hence they are also called inert gases. On page 43, please mark the table showing the names of the noble gases and their symbols.